Discovery Health Medical Scheme has launched South Africa's first ever Sharia-compliant medical scheme arrangement. This four-part podcast series is dedicated to explaining this innovative offering in full. The series is hosted by seasoned broadcaster Shafiq Morton and features expert guests who share leading insights into the way in which Sharia law and Takaful have been incorporated into this groundbreaking new arrangement.
Welcome to this podcast, the third in our four-part series on the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's new Sharia-compliant arrangement. It's a first for South Africa and for Africa. Joining us today are always Jasset, a Sharia consultant, and Mufti Ahmed Suleiman, who is a leading Sharia scholar and part of the advisory board set up around this brand new offering. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Uwais, I'm going to start off with you. Can you give us some background? How did Discovery Health get into this whole idea of a Sharia compliant medical scheme arrangement? I'll put it that way because it is a new for South Africa. It's a first for Africa as well. How did you get into the Sharia compliant arrangement? This is what's new.
Yeah, thanks, Shafiq. So I belong to an organization called WOW Institute, and we do consulting on Sharia products across the board in South Africa and across the world. And one of the big questions we had from customers and potential customers was, you know, the gap in the market relating to medical aid. And so we did our research in terms of, you know, what's needed in the market and also what's available and what we could possibly do. And obviously, when we looked at it, our first point of call was Discovery because of the not only the reach that Discovery has, the number of members, but also in terms of innovation. And we could see that Discovery is a company that is willing to look at new things. So we approached Discovery in terms of this market opportunity, and they were quickly on board. I mean, they saw the not only the benefits to from a bottom line perspective, but also in terms of accessibility to the existing and future customers in terms of creating a solution for section of the South African market that was not served with the current product. So when we approached Discovery, we were then able to then look at the development of this product. We put together the Sharia committee in terms of, you know, getting scholars on board and developed a product, which then ended up being the first medical aid arrangement in South Africa.
No, that certainly is exciting. Mufti Ahmed, were you over the moon when you heard that Discovery Health was going to embark upon a Sharia compliant arrangement, particularly in terms of medical schemes, because we've got so many other products that are available in the Islamic finance sphere, but in terms of medical arrangements, not so many. So I'm sure you must have been very excited to hear about the whole idea.
Yes, definitely. We were very excited and curious to see how it will develop over time. You know, talking about excitement, at the time I called our late Sheikh Taha, rahmatullah alayh, and mentioned to him that Discovery is looking at this and we will need his assistance. He was overjoyed and excited and said that we needed this a long time ago. And he welcomes the fact that Discovery is prepared to provide this offering to the Muslim community.
Indeed, I don't think the Muslim community could have had a better endorsement from the late beloved Mufti Taha Kiran, who was such a great scholar. I'm sure Mufti Ahmed, you would agree with that sentiment.
Yes, definitely. And till this day, we miss him very, very much.
Absolutely. Let's get into the nuts and bolts. I mean, it sounds very easy for us to sit here and talk, okay, Sharia, etc. But how do you go about ensuring that Discovery's arrangement is Sharia compliant? Obviously, you have to approach people. You have to go through due processes. So what's the A, B, and C of how we go about this?
So the first thing a scholar would have to look at is the underlying construct of the offering. From a Sharia compliance perspective, or rather from a Islamic commercial law perspective, what is the underlying structure? What is the contract between the various parties? And in this particular case, the scholars were required to understand the Medical Schemes Act, how does a medical aid in South Africa work? And then from that point onwards, understand what is a takaful. And a takaful is the Islamic alternative to conventional insurance schemes, and try and see how the two can fit. And in this case, it was a very, very good fit, because takaful, as we know it, starts off with the creation of a mutual fund where members contribute into. And every medical aid in South Africa, by the definition or by its definition, creates this mutual fund and members contribute into the fund. So the starting point was actually a bit easy, where we did not have to go and create this fund or this mutual fund from scratch. It was already created on the Discovery level.
So in other words, the good thing was that Discovery Health has this massive infrastructure, and it is very easy for you to coin a phrase, just to plug into it and make it Sharia compliant for the Muslim clientele.
Yes, yes. So the infrastructure was built already, and we just had to build the Sharia compliant parts on top of that existing infrastructure, which made it much easier than trying to build this thing from scratch.
Mufti Ahmad, tell us something about the people who are on board in terms of advising Discovery in the Sharia-centric sense. You've already mentioned the late Mufti Taha, who endorsed the product right from the get-go. But tell us something about the other personalities who are on board in terms of ensuring that Discovery's Sharia-compliant arrangement is fully Sharia-compliant.
So we have scholars that have not only studied Islamic commercial law from some English textbook. These are scholars that understand the Sharia and Islamic law holistically. So they studied the Arabic language, and then studied Quran and the translation and interpretation, and then went into the ahadith, the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then understood fiqh holistically, Islamic jurisprudence. So we have Mufti Zaid Hospital, who is a senior lecturer at Darul Uloom Zakaria, and also very well known in the field of Islamic banking and finance in South Africa and out of South Africa. He is a well-known mufti in our country, and has helped us and been part of the journey with us on the Sharia compliant arrangement of Discovery. Then we also have Mufti Yusuf Suleiman, who is also a mufti, studied at Darul Uloom Zakaria, and well-known for his services to the Muslim community in South Africa, and also serves as a Sharia board member to various financial institutions in and out of South Africa. And then you have this humble servant of the Almighty who serves as a Sharia advisory committee member, Sharia board member of Discovery as well.
So we could safely say then that anybody who's worried about the arrangement, and I don't think they should be, that they can rest assured that the finest minds in the country are applying themselves to all the relevant questions in ensuring that Discovery Health is Sharia compliant.
Yes, absolutely. And besides going to work out the structure on our own, we also have backing from the other fatwa or rulings issued by great scholars like Maulana Yusuf Ludhiani rahmatullah alayhi in his book Abqa Masail or Unka Hal, where he speaks about the mutual fund. And in there, he mentions that it's not only permissible, but it is also mustahab and something which is advisable to create, because this type of fund is helping the greater community. And then we have the fatwa from Darul Uloom Zakaria. Mufti Raza al-Haq also mentions the creation of the mutual fund, which is adopted in this particular instance of the Discovery Sharia compliant arrangement.
And of course, I mean, I'm no Sharia expert, but it sounds very reassuring in the sense that one of the tenets of Sharia is to preserve life and to preserve health. And to me, it looks like the mechanisms that have been set in place, everything lines up, as it were.
Yes, most definitely it does.
Now, when we look at the whole scenario, it's interesting, isn't it, that something that people would think is very old, when people hear the word Sharia, think, oh, that comes back from 1,400 years ago. Again, to reassure the clientele, it's amazing, isn't it, how ideas that were thought out over 1,400 years ago are so dynamic that they've progressed to the stage where in South Africa, Discovery Health can actually offer a Sharia-compliant arrangement. It's quite an amazing journey, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we believe that the Sharia is not static and was not only for a period of time that has passed. The Sharia is dynamic and implementable now and in the future. So from that particular perspective, one needs to have a deep understanding of Sharia, Usulul Fiqh, and the principles of jurisprudence, and understanding of what is happening, you know, in current circumstances and in the current environment, and apply Sharia over current circumstances and the current environment. And with a good understanding of fiqh and Islamic jurisprudence, that is the task of every mufti, if I can say it that way.
Ways just to, for you to sort of give us our last comment, maybe you could tell people listening to us today how easy it is to join the Sharia compliant arrangement. If one is an existing member, if one is completely new to the arrangement, it's as easy as the click of a mouse or a telephone call, isn't it?
Yeah, we've made it as easy as possible for existing members and new members to join the Discovery Sharia arrangement. So existing members, whether it's through your app or the website or via your existing financial advisor, it's just a phone call or a tap away in terms of choosing the Sharia compliant arrangement. For new members, I think the what Discovery offers in terms of not only its product, but its ancillary benefits. You know, for new members, it really makes sense to look at the Sharia arrangement and look at what Discovery can give you that's different to your current medical aid. Or if you don't have a medical aid, then I think that it's important for you to look. I mean, there's plans available from irrespective of your financial situation. There's plans available for entry level right up to our wealth customers. There's a Discovery option available for you.
As they say, there is something for everybody. And on that note, that's all we have time for now. A special shukran to our guest speaker, Mufti Ahmad Suleiman, and to Always Jasad. Don't miss out on the last episode in our four-part podcast series, in which we will be speaking to Dr. Ishmael Mita, a medical practitioner, to a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member who has opted for the Sharia-compliant arrangement, and to Nazir Bulbulya, who is the founder of an independent financial advisory service. They will be sharing more excellent insights into the Sharia-compliant medical scheme arrangement. From myself, Shafiq Morton, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this episode in the Discovery Health Medical Scheme Sharia Compliant Medical Scheme Arrangement podcast series. Do look out for other episodes in this dynamic series. Visit www.discovery.co.za/info/sharia for more information.